The city of Courtenay will receive $400,000 from the BC government in order to do remediation assessment, design and engagement of the Enderton Dyke. The planning phase of the dike remediation project will determine how to best apply engineering and biology to naturalize the shore to mitigate the risk associated with erosion and flooding. This money is available through the Disaster Resilience and Innovation Funding, DRIF, program. The new DRIF program provides support to First Nations and local governments for projects that will enhance their ability to withstand and adapt to natural hazards and climate-caused disasters. To better protect people and communities throughout BC from the increasing threat of natural and climate-related emergencies, the province is providing more than $40 million for 61 projects. The province is supporting First Nations and local governments with projects that address natural and climate-driven hazards, such as floods, drought, extreme temperatures, earthquakes and landslides. Approximately $21 million is being provided from the new DRIF program in addition to almost $20 million from the Community Emergency Preparedness Fund, CEPF. The frequency of climate-caused events is increasing, and managing and reducing these risks is essential, said Kelly Green, Minister of Emergency Management and Climate Readiness. By supporting communities on these projects, we are helping to better protect these communities and the people who call them home. Our new DRIF program provides reliable, long-term funding so communities can better plan for and address their most pressing disaster mitigation needs.